This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are, ready to do good. We are good broadcasters. We will do well going through the stories from this past year. According to the research at Talkers Magazine, we have the top 10 stories of the year and the people that are on the list. Format's the same. It's just that we have broadened out because this broadcast is happening over New Year's weekend, end of the year. There have been a lot of broadcasters do this. Pretty much the news stations do it and the newspapers do it, and so we do it with a different flair. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here as usual to start with the lists, and then we'll go through and pick out some things that Michael has some strong feelings about, and maybe I'll have a word or two as usual on some of these things, but it's really action-packed, I think is probably an overused phrase, but maybe it works here. What do you think, Michael?
Oh, yes, we specialize in giving new meaning to overused phrases.
Congratulations.
We have what you called before. I like the word you used. We have flair. So let's flair our way through the top 10 stories and people of, can you believe the ending of 2023? It's amazing how this century is just flying by. This is the quickest century I've ever lived through. So, all right, let's roll. At number 10 on our top stories, and these are the most talked about elements of the year on News Talk Radio primarily, and to a degree News Talk Media, because there's an overlap between what you hear on News Talk Radio and what you hear or see discussed on cable news television and podcasting and all of the affiliated platforms. So at number 10, the Hunter Biden investigation. At number 9, abortion. At number 8, crime and homelessness. At number 7, the chaos about replacing the House Speaker. At number 6, a broad umbrella for wars and foreign relations. At number 5, another broad umbrella category, artificial intelligence, social media, and the increasing role and power of big tech. At number 4, immigration. At number 3, the economy. At number 2, Trump's legal battles. And at number 1, the 2024 presidential race. There are a lot of other big topics that had our attention during the year. Education. Climate change, but those are basically the big ones. On the People Survey, we have Hunter Biden at 10. We have a tie between Benjamin Netanyahu and Vladimir Zelensky at number 9. Number 8, also a tie between two individuals, Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin. Number 7, Elon Musk. Number 6, a tie between Kevin McCarthy and Mike Johnson. At number 5, a tie between Rudy Giuliani and Mark Meadows. We have a tie at number 4, three-way tie, Chris Christie, Vivek Ramaswamy, and RFK Jr. Two people tied for number 3, Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley. Donald Trump is at number 2, and Joe Biden is at number 1. And there you have a snapshot of complicated year, 2023, and certainly there were a lot of other stories and people talked about, but that's the way we were able to cull it in terms of the most talked about on a national basis.
All right, so let's do what we usually do here. Take some of the items that are on these lists and parse them. Some of the other things that are going on in the world of News Talk Radio become a focus as well. Certainly what Talkers does during the course of the year, the list of top talkers, the Heavy 100, the people that are there, and those are the programs that the folks at Talkers listen to a great deal to figure out what is going on, and that's a great sampling of what you can hear There are some good local programs as well that focus on local issues. So it's local, regional, national, international. Those are all the things, because there are often local stories that pop up that get national attention. And one of them, I think this past week is an example. We can wrap a number of things around in terms of number three, the presidential election or the presidential aspirations of various people. Nikki Haley was in New Hampshire, and she was, I think there was a plant actually in the audience. I'm sure, Michael, you're familiar with this, and the question of the Civil War and slavery and things came up, and she handled it, according to some, rather awkwardly. I don't know that I think it was awkward, but you know, that's just me. I listen to it, but so many people who probably the DeSantis folks are responsible for the planted question and trying to embarrass her. And, you know, one of the things that makes me uncomfortable, and I don't know why, because women shouldn't be treated any more differently than men, or should they? Are women running for public office subject to the same scrutiny, the same battles, being talked to the same way as men talk to other men? Is that just me being old school? Or should we, maybe it sort of refers to the respect that all of them ought to have for each other, and they don't, any of them seem to have it for each other. So am I on the right side of this or not, Michael? What do you think?
I don't know. You changed your focus four times in that overview.
I did.
I'm not quite sure.
Privilege.
What are you looking for?
I'm trying to figure out how, in terms of Nikki Haley, yeah, let's start with that. Some of the people who scrutinized, we have the audio from her appearance in New Hampshire this week, and then the focus was on, did she really know anything about American history, or she said that slavery, you know, she had all of these things that came out of this according to some interpretations. But here, instead of us interpreting what she said, let's listen to what she said.
What was the cause of the United States Civil War?
Well, don't come with an easy question or anything. I mean, I think the cause of the Civil War was basically how government was going to run, the freedoms and what people could and couldn't do. What do you think the cause of the Civil War was?
I'm not running for president. I want to listen to your
That's a good thing.
On the cause of the Civil War.
I mean, I think it always comes down to the role of government and what the rights of the people are. And I will always stand by the fact that I think government was intended to secure the rights and freedoms of the people. It was never meant to be all things to all people. Government doesn't need to tell you how to live your life. They don't need to tell you what you can and can't do. They don't need to be a part of your life. They need to make sure that you have freedom. We need to have capitalism. We need to have economic freedom. We need to make sure that we do all things so that individuals have the liberties so that they can have freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom to do or be anything they want to be without government getting in the way.
Thank you. And in the year 2023, it's astonishing to me that you answer that question without mentioning the word slavery.
What do you want me to say about slavery?
You answered my question. Thank you.
Next question.
Yeah, and unfortunately, people didn't have the benefit if they had not seen it on TV. Not that radio is inferior, but in this case, her situation was made even more undesirable.
Difficult.
Yeah. More difficult to deal with by her body language as that unfolded.
She was obviously
Let me give you my take. My take is she knows American history. She's not stupid about history. What she is a cowardly politician, just like most of them. She was the governor of South Carolina. That was the first state to secede from the Union during the Civil War. And she was playing the role of a very cautious politician, pandering to the base of the party as it exists today so that she is able to get the nomination. And that's what she did. It was a terrible moment. She evaded the question. Her answer was stupid. And she didn't do it slickly. She didn't think on her feet, not because she doesn't know the history of the Civil War. She didn't think on her feet in terms of how to answer it. And she became defensive, and as a result, I think she did a lot of damage to herself.
Mm-hmm. And then her foes haven't helped either, right? They took advantage of the opportunity to make her look sillier than she did. She has acknowledged...
They couldn't do anything to make her look sillier than she did. She looked...
silly.
Are you hearkening back to your question about the fact that she's a female?
That's exactly where I was going to bring you back around to, if you don't mind, whether she should be treated differently. She kind of went back. She soft-pedaled what she said after she said it and yada, yada, yada. Joe Biden took a shot at her. Yeah, pretty much everybody took a shot at her. It's all over every newspaper in the country. So that she's a candidate. But she's also a woman. Am I being old school by even asking this question?
Well, I don't know if it's old school. It certainly, in my opinion, is irrelevant. I don't think
it's irrelevant.
I don't think any aspect of this conversation has to do, or this event. I personally, I'm not judging you with your question. Your question,
no, I understand,
because it's a question.
Yeah.
But I'm just simply saying is that I don't think that gender had anything to do with this. I think it had to do purely with politics and pandering. And I don't think that anybody is giving any of the women that run for office here in 2023 any kind of different treatment because they're females. I think that it's pretty rough and tough. And
maybe.
And I don't know. I don't see that happening in Nikki Haley's case. But, you know, maybe I'm wrong. What do you think?
No, you're not wrong at all. Interesting, the AOC has been kind of off the radar for quite a while. She popped in this week in a couple of different circumstances, and she always makes it easy for the people who don't like her to attack her. And so I'm going back, and same with Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert, who apparently has changed where she lives, so she wouldn't have the competition that she was going to have in the other district, so she moved to another district where there isn't as much competition or the same competition, which I thought was interesting. But politicians play things. We see this happening all over the country. I've witnessed it here in my town, and as most people around the country, gerrymandering and taking things apart and putting them back together to advantage the people who are in power so that they stay in power. And it kind of gives you that bad taste in your mouth that comes from rotten politicians doing rotten stuff. So that'll always be a topic here in the world of News Talk Radio, 18 after the hour. Doug Stephan with my friend Elizabeth Miller. If you go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, but there's also something. I was just in there, and I was thinking when you go to a place, this time of year, everybody's online, right? They're all looking to buy things, and they have carts. You have that same cart approach so that people can go in, because there are other things that are in there besides just Calitrin. Calitrin's number one, your signature product.
And, you know, we even have Calitrin consultants who we'll put together custom packages for you, too. So, you know, a lot of the time if somebody calls in and we start talking about what your goals are and where you're carrying your weight, the Calitrin is overall rebuilding lean muscle, revving up your metabolism.
What's the special?
Well, right now we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
As the cold. cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded.
So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 23 after the hour now. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen reviewing the big stories of this past year and how they were handled on News Talk Radio right up to the moment we were discussing Nikki Haley and some of the ways that people are looking at her candidacy and others who are candidates. Is it different for men and women? No, it isn't, but I wondered out loud whether it should be, and let's leave it,
let's leave it at that. The biggest gaffe of the year will not be Nikki Haley, it'll be Doug Steffen.
Oh, thank you. All right. This program is brought to you, I'm sure Progressive is happy to hear that. Progressive Insurance allows for, they are interested in your business. You got a motorcycle, you got a boat, got a car, got an RV. On the road and on the water, get the protection that you deserve and save some dough. Dial 800-PROGRESSIVE, or you can go online to progressive.com. All right, so let's dig around here a little bit more. The Russian invasion of Ukraine is more than a year old. I was looking at last year's, it's very interesting, because I had last year's list here to just sort of compare what last year's list looked like compared to this year's list. And it's really kind of interesting how many are the same, you know, and I guess that goes on and on. The people especially who are on the list from this year to last year, a couple of, you know, the same. And it's just interesting to see how this, you know, how the comparison goes. The Russians invading Ukraine last year. That was, I'm looking at the wars were number six. That we're going on.
Yeah, well, we have the Hamas-Israel war and the Russia-Ukraine war going on now.
Yes.
So we combined them together with foreign relations so that we were able to at least reflect in this survey more stories, because you and I are not the only ones doing year-end references to the talkers for the year. So we try to make it something that presents in a way that gives you a good flavor for the year. So we combine those wars. But the Israel-Hamas war that's raging now and doesn't, you know, seem to be ending, that's a major, major, major story.
Well, it's interesting because there were signals earlier this week, as we get close to the end of the year, that both of these things that are going on, the Israeli problem with the Hamas and the Russians with Ukraine, that the leaders of all sides had indicated through whatever channels they use that they would be interested in talking about a ceasefire, lest the Israelis than Putin. Putin supposedly had suggested through the channels that maybe there's a way that they can stop fighting and come up with some solution, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, is that because he's getting his butt handed to him? Over the last couple of days, Russia has launched what Ukraine has called the biggest aerial barrage of the war. They launched 122 missiles, Michael, and 36 drones that had bombs on them against various Ukrainian targets over the last couple of days. A number of civilians were killed, but, you know, that brings into the focus of what's reality in war. You know, the fact that we have all these protests going on, let me couple the discussion with our focus on Iraq and, I'm sorry, and with Israel and the Palestinians and people who are in this country protesting the fact that Palestinians have been killed. Hello, it's war. That doesn't mean that the people are going to go over the Israelis went out of their way to kill civilians, but it is war. And it shows, I think, let's talk about this when we come back on the other side of the bottom of the hour here. It just shows the naivete, I think, of a lot of people who live in a perfect bubble, a perfect world, and that certainly is not the case of what's going on here. 28 after the hour on this year-end review of the World of News Talk Radio.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Maine's top election official is removing former President Trump from the state's 2024 Republican primary ballot. Maine Secretary of State Shenna Bello made the decision Thursday.
I was duty-bound to follow Maine law to ensure the candidates, all the candidates who appear on the primary ballot, are qualified for the office they seek.
Bello says Trump knew the risks for violence on January 6th and ignored them, which she believes disqualifies him from seeking office. Israeli tanks and warplanes are reportedly targeting central and southern Gaza as the Israel-Hamas conflict reaches its 12th week. Israel's defense minister says the attacks are a crucial step in the mission to dismantle Hamas. Times Square, New York City, the place to be for a New Year's Eve celebration. Sunday's festivities include performances by Flo Rida, Paul Anka, and Jelly Roll. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison here to end the year. This program is being heard over the New Year's weekend. And traditionally what we have done for years and years and years is compile an aggregate list. If there is such a word as an aggregate, it's an aggregate of the stories that have, and there's a bunch of the combinations here give us the opportunity to talk in a broader sense about some of the issues. One of the things that I want to welcome in, if you're listening on KOMY in Santa Cruz, the Monterey area, San Jose, California, you're one of the many stations carrying the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Another great station is KDGO in Durango, Colorado. Thank you for being on the air and carrying the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So, in terms of the economy, number two, the shaping up, if you will, of the economy that has been a major issue. People have been trying to build up steam for a recession so they could blame Biden. At least that's the way I look at it. Biden has done, I think if we were to look at it objectively, let me take a different approach, Michael. I had more money in my pocket when Trump was president than I do now as Biden is president. Is that a relative concern? And in terms of how we are all impacted by the economy, mortgage interest rates, how much do you get when you put money in the bank, that kind of stuff. So it looks like the predicted crash of our economy didn't happen. Things are strong. Stock market's at the highest point it's been now as we go into the end of the year. And the economy looks bright for this next year. So did we miss something?
Well, the economists missed a lot. The politicians put spin on everything. Presidents take credit for anything good, and they don't take credit for problems. There are a lot of distortions and lies. I want to mention, you said the economy was number two. The economy is number three.
Sorry.
2023, but that's just a fine point.
Mm-hmm.
I say that the most influential thing that has really impacted almost everything on this year's survey was something that happened at the end of 2019 and really changed the world in 2020. And here at the beginning of 2024, we're being impacted by it. And that is COVID-19 and the pandemic and the shutdowns. And it's very difficult to compare the economy during the first 2.5 years of Donald Trump and the economy during the first 2.5, 3 years of Biden, because the terrible devastation of the pandemic and its impact on business changed everything. And if anything, Trump is to be judged on how he handled it, because presidents have to handle whatever comes their way, as opposed to what they did before a terrible thing happened and they can't be blamed, you know. So we really have to look at how Trump handled COVID and how Biden handled the aftermath. And that gives it a whole different layer of complexity if you want to stay away from the BS spin that dominates most of the conversation between the parties.
Mm-hmm. Did the news talk radio world overlook something this past year that ought to have been in your mind as you've listened to a lot of these stations? Did we miss any steps? Did we not go down streets that we might have gone down for good conversation in your mind?
Yeah, of course. But, you know, there's only so much you can do with a playing field that is infinite. There's endless conversation, and so much of what you do on the radio in terms of talk radio has to do with your own unique interpretation and presentation, how you present. Companionship is one of the reasons people listen to the radio. Charisma, humor, entertainment, wisdom, history. And endless topics. So the answer to your question is, of course, there are paths that could have been followed. And there are many that were followed that are not reflected in this survey. Mm-hmm. And again, I mentioned before, I mean, and you said something local, national, international. Some of these subjects play out from a local perspective. You know, if you talk about the economy nationally or you talk about the economy in your city. Crime and homelessness has a different impact locally in different areas. So the answer is, of course, that's what makes this interesting. And that's why it's challenging to be a talk show host, because you on one level have to play the hits and deal with the daily dance of information. What does your audience want you to say? And where are they at? How do you please them? And then your own conscience and your own talent and your own intelligence comes into play, your own pride about what do you bring to the table? It's black belt radio. It's very, very different than talking point. It's mixed martial arts.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's wonderful. That's a great phrase. I was looking at some of the polls that have been done that bring us to, you know, trying to figure out, is Trump going to beat Biden? You know, there are polls every week. And what I realized is, as I was thinking about this on an airplane ride, the idea of polling and who gets polled and how the results are skewed depending on who pays for it or even what age. The people who are backing candidates like Trump are old. The people who are, and they, in order to make the polls, if Trump's trying to make himself look good, they survey older people for the, and the same is true with Biden. The Kennedy people are surveying Gen Z, both Republicans and Democrats, to come up with where he stands at the moment. And I'm sure that if you look at the other aspirants, whether it's Ron DeSantis or whether it's Nikki Haley, they're going to get polls, or they're going to hire pollsters that will make them look good, and they go to different age groups to do that. I wonder if, do you think the average talk radio host brings that point out, or is it a point that ought to be brought out in terms of, again, the focus on Trump's ahead in this poll, or Biden's ahead in this poll, or whoever's ahead? kind of nonsensical. Almost. I'm looking at
polling is an inexact science, and polling has what's known as a margin of error, and it's extremely subjective. And the reality of it is the only poll that really counts is when people go to the polls and vote. Mm-hmm. And therefore, the way to measure whether or not the polls will be accurate or not, from a political standpoint, is turnout. Who's going to turn out on Election Day or, you know, going up to Election Day with mail-in or whatever it is? Who is going to vote? That's what it comes down to. A case could be made, especially in these close, 50-50, the split of the nation and all that. It comes down mm-hmm. to voter turnout. And that's why you hear the word galvanized or firing up the base. You get people excited that like you. So they get off of their duffs and go to the polls and vote for you, because that's what makes the difference, especially in these states that are up for grabs, where a handful of votes could be the difference between a large chunk of electoral votes going to one candidate or the other. It comes down again. This is crucial, and whether talk show hosts talk about this or not, I don't know. Some do, some don't. It comes down to voter turnout. That's the key to winning or losing.
And the primaries, people don't realize, because it's not taught in school anymore. We don't have civics anymore in school. So people don't realize how important the primaries are. And that's one of the reasons people say, we got all these crazy people running. That's because the crazies go out to vote for the crazies in the primary, and the average person doesn't think it's his or her responsibility, so you have a 25% turnout for primaries, where the argument can be made more important decisions are made there than in the general elections. And this is an education.
That's why Nikki Haley made her stupid remark, because mm-hmm. she was pandering to primary voters as opposed to a general electorate. And she mm-hmm. didn't handle it well, because she didn't think on her feet as quickly as she could have.
One of the issues this past year has been all of the back and forth with the people coming to our country that aren't supposed to be here. There's been a lot of that border security discussion. And how it relates to other things, people that are subjected to human trafficking because of who and why they come across the border. There's 28 million people subjected as of the end of the year, this year, to human trafficking around the world. Imagine that crime. And every state of the United States involves a lot of human trafficking. Roadways are acting as means for this to take place. So I'd like you to listen to this input from a fellow named Akeem Touré, who has studied it.
For over a decade, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security Center for Countering Human Trafficking's Blue Campaign has been committed to increasing awareness to help combat human trafficking. Brandy Bynum, Blue Campaign Section Chief, has more.
Human trafficking is the use of force, fraud, or coercion to obtain some type of labor or commercial sex act. It can happen in any community, and anybody can be a victim. Traffickers use violence, manipulation, false promises of well-paying jobs, and romantic relationships to lure victims.
You can help fight this heinous crime. January 11th is National Human Trafficking Awareness Day, or Wear Blue Day.
On this day, join Blue Campaign to combat human trafficking by raising awareness. Wear blue, the international color of human trafficking awareness. Then take a photo and post it on social media using the hashtag #WearBlueDay. Encourage friends and family to post as well. It takes us all to make a difference.
Learn more at dhs.gov/bluecampaign.
On the people list, the aggregate of all the folks that have been discussed, the records from Talkers Magazine, and this is the way the list shapes up. At number 10, Hunter Biden. At number 9, Benjamin Netanyahu. At number 8, Vladimir Zelensky. At number 7, the leaders of Russia and China. At number 6, Elon Musk. At number 5, both Kevin McCarthy and Mike Johnson, speakers of the House. At number 4, Rudy Giuliani. At number 3, those people who would be Republican candidates for president, Chris Christie, Ramaswamy, Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis. Those are the people on that list. Number 2 is Donald Trump. as might be expected. Number one, the President of the United States. Usually, he's the number one person on the people list for the year, and that proves to be true with this list as well. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG, and two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, now 47 after the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. I have enjoyed many of the interviews you have done over the past year, the MH interviews that are done normally every week. With talk radio people or folks that are on, that are being interviewed on talk radio, people that you find interesting, that are cogs in the wheel of what we do, very interesting things. How do you find the people, just as a sort of a backgrounder, the folks that are there on the MH interview that are in that podcast every week? Do you have a particular, when something piques your interest, you just grab that person who's involved, or are there other things that go into your decisions on who to talk to, who to interview?
Well, I mean, we're in touch with all the movers and shakers, not only in the talk media, but in media in general, as well as related fields. So we just, you know, so many people want to be on that. I mean, we're blessed with a successful podcast within its realm. It's not Joe Rogan or anything on that level, but it's within the realm of people interested in media, politics, philosophy. It has a strong following, and as a result, people basically come to us and ask to be on it. And I'm always surveying the scene and making quick decisions. We try not to book it too far ahead so that it's timely. And it comes, I guess the answer to your question is we're in the center of the storm, and we have connections to just about everybody in this business. As a result, we get good interviews, and we try to put people on that are interesting, diverse, timely, and thoughtful.
And so who's the most recent person that's been the focus of that?
Well, we're on a hiatus for the end of the year, so we have Rose Anderson from New York Festivals, whom we talked about last week. We don't have a new one up until the beginning of the year. And a lot of that comes from my interest in international radio, because I'm serving as the executive advisor to the United Nations for their celebration of World Radio Day on February 13th in 2024, something I want to get you involved in. One of the things we're doing is creating partnerships with people around the world in different radio stations on different continents to have conversations between them about the state of global radio and the differences in how these stories play out in their different countries.
You know, it's very interesting.
Right up your alley.
Yeah, it is right up my alley. I would say this as we come to the end of this segment. There are several really good talk radio consultants, the behind-the-scenes people, that have made a name for themselves here in our country. And they're also making a name for themselves overseas, advising news talk stations in France and Italy and all over the place as to how to do it, how it's done in America, and how should they do it there. It's pretty interesting. Always happy to have Michael and his input here. Very important on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
End of the year review here on the News Talk Radio Overview. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. What's happened on News Talk Radio? Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here and is with us most every week on the countdown to talk about several different things, usually the legal aspects of the situations that we talk about. But there also are a lot of times we focus on scams because in his overall review of helping people, Steve's come up with a website called scamicide.com. And I look at these online scams that have targeted, here are a couple of specific ones, holiday travelers who are looking for bargains. Apparently, there have been a lot of hacks into various travel, vacationrental.com and some of the ones that we all know, some of the airlines that do various cruises, I mean, all of this kind of stuff. People have been getting sucker punched quite regularly here. So is it the same advice? You have any warnings? You got any specific things that you think we ought to target as far as our discussion is concerned, Steve?
Yeah, you know, and this is going to get worse because of AI. Because what happens is the criminals, in the past, it really took the cyber criminal genius, the Lex Luthers of the world, to be able to both set up websites that looked just like the real websites and then have a URL that was either the same or looked like it. Now, through the use of AI, many less sophisticated criminals are able to set this up. And so you've got to go to the model which is becoming the kind of the hallmark of cybersecurity for everybody, which is called zero trust. My motto is trust me, you can't trust anyone. So you've got to confirm before you do anything that indeed it is the correct website. And one way you can do this, it's time-consuming, but not that time-consuming. You go to a site called whois.com. You put in the URL of where you are going to, and it will tell you who actually owns it. So if it turns out that the United Airlines website that you're on or the hotels.com website you're on is owned by someone in North Korea, you know it's a scam. The other thing is you've got to pay with your credit card, not your debit card, and not Zelle or Venmo or gift cards. With your credit card, you're going to get a great deal of protection, really total protection from being defrauded. But if you've got a debit card, you risk losing your entire bank account. So you've got to be careful, and you have to confirm. It's zero trust. Unfortunately, that's the way we have to live now.
What a shame, isn't it? All right, let's talk about the states that are legally trying to keep Trump off of the ballot. How strong is their case? It's been two states now, Maine and Colorado. California opted not to do it. I think there are a couple of other states, not Michigan, but one of the northern states did also. But it was Michigan. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, okay, the interesting thing, I'm glad you asked about this because, you know, the headlines don't always tell the story. So, for instance, in California, California law does not allow the Secretary of State to keep a candidate off of the ballot. So here it wasn't a matter of whether the 14th Amendment applied or not. Even with the 14th Amendment, according to the California Constitution, California was not in a position to be able to take former President Trump off the ballot. Maine, they do have that authority, and they also have had, going back into some of the precedents, because this was something that I had been wondering about, was did you need some kind of a court determination, a conviction of a criminal action? And if you look at the history of how this law was applied, they didn't. And so Congress kept people that were elected off, that were former Confederates, and it is something that's going to have to go to the Supreme Court. It has not been used in modern days, so that's significant. But I'll tell you the thing that I'm seeing as a legal issue that I'm not seeing many other places is, as I read the 14th Amendment, it has nothing to do with having someone on a ballot. It has someone not being able to serve. So I could foresee the Supreme Court saying they couldn't keep him off the ballot, but that he would not be able to serve if he was deemed to have violated the 14th Amendment, which would just be a cluster whatever.
Yeah, cluster whatever is right. And the whole thing even now is a cluster whatever. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with an overview of some of the legal aspects of what's on the countdown this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891. One.